dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead.
True story.
We're too unique, guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger, and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis. On today's program, we've got a good array of guests everywhere from the local scene to the national scene. We'll start off talking to Brett Heinrichs, who stepped down this week as the head boys basketball coach at Axtell after turning that into one of the top area programs. He's going to go coach his daughter and the Wilcox Hildreth girls. So an interesting change there. So close to home, staying in conference. We'll talk to him in about 5 minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Also, Damon Day is going to join us, head baseball coach at UNK, for our weekly Wednesday Loper Link segment as we catch up on what's going on with UNK. And then in the second half of the show, we'll take you out to Augusta in the Masters as Ryan Harrington, senior writer for Golf World, will join us to talk about Tiger and everybody else. Have you heard the name Angel Cabrera this week? He is the defending champ, by the way.
Have you heard any other storyline in this tournament this week? That's my first question, Ryan. Usually you've got a couple people, you know, coming in playing hot golf, whether it be Ernie Els. You don't even hear those names popping up and hearing anything other than, what do you think about Tiger? That seems to be the questions that are getting asked, or the questions that at least you see on TV being asked.
From time to time, I'll pop it over to the Golf Channel, and they'll show a press conference here, a press conference there. There's a British lady, I assume. That's what it sounds like. She asked Tiger a question the other day, and David Duval's press conference was yesterday, and she goes, "Did you hate golf?" At one point, I mean, did you hate golf? And he said, no, if I hated golf, I wouldn't be playing golf. So there you go.
Doug, right now, you're 24 hours away from basically him teeing off, 25 hours away from him teeing off. Your initial feeling about Tiger, do you have one? Do you feel good that he's going to be able to come in and compete with these guys right away? Do you come in thinking that is making the cut a goal for Tiger Woods? Or is winning the only thing that's going to make him happy?
No, him making the cut is not a goal. That's not a goal. It's never been a goal. It won't be a goal here. He expects to play well. The interesting thing is, will he play well? And how frustrated will he be when he doesn't play well? Because he's not supposed to show any emotion while he's out there on the golf course. We'll find out. 12:42 Central Time tomorrow. He tees it off with KJ Choi and Matt Kuchar, and they will make their way around, which is the second to the last group of the day. You realize that the first group goes at 6:50 in the morning Central Time, 7:50 Eastern Time. Just seems like the last group starts so early in the day, which is not the case, because usually when they're coming down 18, that last group, that sun's well going down. And, of course, if there's any weather factors, which is the only weather factor they're talking about, there's a 50% chance of rain Friday, I think it is, and it's supposed to be a little windy for a couple of the days. And when we say a little windy, we don't mean what we're experiencing right now in Nebraska. Anything that even approaches 20 mile an hour on a golf course freaks everybody out.
Okay, Douglas, did the 39-0... The streak continued last night, 39-0 for the Connecticut Huskies. Did they set women's basketball back, though, by scoring 12 points in the first half? Of all the great things that the women's basketball did this year, and a lot of people started watching, a lot of people got interested in women's basketball. Then comes the championship. A lot of people gave it a chance last night.
Let me just ask the first question. Did you watch the first half in its entirety last night?
No, I did not.
Okay. Let's go to the phone lines. Brett Heinrichs has stepped down as the head boys basketball coach at Axtell. I think that just answers my question on the whole women's thing. Did it set it back? It can't set it back if you didn't watch it. Right?
You're always right. So go on.
How could it set
you're always
it back?
Right, so just go on.
How could it set it back
if
you didn't
just
watch
go on.
It?
Yep, you're always right.
How could it set it back if you didn't watch it?
Absolutely correct. Absolutely right. 100%.
Well, okay, Pouty. Brent Heinrichs is going to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He has decided to step down after 7 years as the head boys basketball coach at Axtell. And I guess, Tony, this is where it has to get tough. A lot of coaches have had the opportunity to coach their kids, or they want the exact opposite, not coach their kids. And there's a lot of coaches that say, I don't want to coach their kids until their kids get into high school, and then they end up wanting to coach their kids. I think that's where we're at right here.
Yeah, Brent joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show right now. Brent, how are you today, and welcome back, and thanks so much for the time.
Thank you guys so much, and thanks for having me. I'm doing just fine.
Well, Coach, how much of this is flat-out wanting to coach your daughter or your kids in high school, or were there other factors involved?
Well, you know, this has come along before, and I had a chance to coach him, and my oldest daughter, you know, was against it. My next daughter was okay with it. She's a freshman this year, but, you know, it just came down to, you know, coming down to Wilcox-Hildreth, and there's a lot of good people down here, and I think the kids are hungry. And I was maybe a little selfish, and I was maybe not being the best father. I missed, you know, over half of Michaela's games last year and most of Caitlin's games. And when this came along and the chance to coach them opened up and to come down here and work with the hometown, you know, the more I thought about it, the more intriguing it became. So, you know, I'm making the switch and we're going to roll up our sleeves and work as hard as we can. And, you know, is it going to be different? Yes. You know, am I comfortable with coaching girls? Not always. I hope I can become that way. I told somebody the other day, I said, my wife doesn't like me 80% of the time. How am I going to handle 25 of them? But I'm going to do the best I can.
Brent, obviously, not like the Axtell cupboards were bare. You'd have a very good basketball team again next year. That obviously was a concern when you started looking at Wilcox-Hildreth. It probably weighed more on your mind as the decision neared.
Yeah, you know, Axtell and... You know, somebody said one time that everything ends badly, otherwise it wouldn't end, but that's not necessarily the case. I love my time at Axtell, and it was a great 7 years, and I just appreciated everything. The kids, you know, and the assistant coaches, I've had great coaches there, and then administrative, and I like everybody in that school system. And it's, you know, it's very, very hard for me to walk away from them. In fact, I had a lump in my throat when I drove up there to tell Mr. Sandberg that I was stepping down, but you know, it's hard for me to change. You know, I'm a guy of habit. I go drink coffee at the same time with the same guys every morning. I'll come home at night and watch the Shawshank Redemption for the 100th time. My wife will come in, she'll say, well, what are you doing? You know, with every line that comes up next, but I guess I'm easy to humor. But change is tough for me, but you know, Coach Mrazek called me a week or two ago. We've been talking about this, and he said, Brent, he said, let's go down there together and let's work together with the coaches that are already in place, and let's be proactive and let's try to build something positive for the kids and work hard together. And you know, that thought of working with him and the other coaches here intrigued me, and you know, I need to be a better father and come back home and work what we can for the Wilcox-Hildreth School.
Brent Heinrichs joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, announcing that he's stepping down as the boys coach at Axtell. He'll be the girls coach at Wilcox-Hildreth. Dave Mrazek, who spent 14 years at Deschler and then came to Minden and spent some very quality years there until some health issues had him step aside this past year. He's going to be the boys coach over at Wilcox-Hildreth. This, I guess for the folks that don't know, really kind of was a package deal, wasn't it, Coach?
Well, you know, I'm not going to say it was a package deal, but we certainly talked about it. Him and I did the last week or two here, and, you know, we talked about coming over together. Him and I have, you know, we've become good friends over the years, and we bounce things off each other. And as you know, there's ups and downs in coaching. And, you know, if I get down sometime, I'd call him and kind of lean on him a little bit. And he'd say, it's okay, Brent. I've been through the same thing. And we'd bounce things back and forth. And we coached together last summer at a Mr. Basketball team and spent a couple long weekends together and really enjoyed ourselves. And, you know, the more we talked about it and coming together and working together and trying to build things and maybe intensifying the program with the younger kids, the 4th, 5th, 6th graders, and just build things like we should from the bottom on up and working together and working with the coaches that are already in place, the more that we talked about that, the more it intrigued me. And then throw the chance in to coach my own kids, and, you know, they're going to let me coach the boys junior high next year, which my son's a part of. So, you know, that all intrigued me, and I was probably maybe being a little selfish. You know, I loved what I was doing in Axtell. It was tough for me to walk away, but, you know, the process sometimes is part of the fun. And we're going to come down here, and we're going to work as hard as we can.
Brent, seems to be it's kind of been a coaching carousel at Wilcox Hildreth. How are you going to be able to keep the people happy?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to keep anybody happy. And you know, I found out a long time ago that that's something that you don't try to do. If you try to please, you know, one parent or another, then you're maybe giving in and not being fairly with the others. So, you know, that was one thing nice. Yeah, Axtell, I'd leave practice, drive home, and if somebody was saying something about me uptown, I really didn't know or didn't hear or didn't care. But, you know, I think there's a lot of good people down here in Wilcox Hildreth, and I think there's a lot of good kids, and they're hungry for the right things. It's a very good school system. You get great grades, great scholarships come out of here, and we just want to work together on the athletic program. You know, I'm just going to try to be as fair as I can. It's especially tricky when I have a couple daughters in the mix, but I got to, you know, talk to the assistant coaches and make sure that I'm not, you know, seeing the forest from the trees. But I've always said to myself, you know, if you look in the mirror in the morning and you ask the guy that's looking back, am I being fair with everybody? Am I treating this guy the same as the other guy? Is the pecking order right? And if the person looking back says, yeah, I think it is, then you really can't worry about what somebody's mom or grandma or dad thinks. And, you know, you got to be as nice as you can and as civil as you can. But once you give in the one, then you are being unfair. And as long as you're doing that, I think you're on the right step.
Well, rumor has it, Brent, that the junior varsity officiating still isn't going to be that good.
Well, I don't know about that. I think Daddy's always done a good job. We enjoy seeing him wherever he's at, but I might have to ring his ear a little bit anyway.
One other note to the story here is that pending board approval by the Axtell School Board when they meet next, Andy Klepper will take over as the new boys coach at Axtell, and I know that gets your approval as well.
Sure, Andy has done a great job, and you know, Coach Klepper and Coach Wells for me, you know, basically they're the ones been doing the work the last several years. I just, you know, get a talk on the radio after the games and hand out a medal or something now and then. So those guys have worked their tail off, and Coach Klepper has paid his dues, and he's an excellent, excellent coach and very, very thorough person. And, you know, when they hired him, Mr. Sandberg said he'll probably be the coach, you know, when you step down someday. And he told me that again the other day when I told him that I was stepping down. So Andy's a great kid. And, you know, one of the toughest things about leaving Axtell is, you know, Coach Scott Wells is a dear friend of mine. And he's been an inspiration in my life the last several years. And, you know, one of my very, very, very best friends, if not the best. And, you know, I'm close to Coach Klepper and Coach Wells, and we spend 3 hours a day together for all those days, and then all of a sudden we're not going to be able to do that, and that's probably the toughest part. Yeah, we'll still be friends, we'll still be close, but obviously we won't spend the time together, and that bothers me, but, you know, they understand that, and we'll continue to be friends, but I really got an ingrained friendship with the two of those guys, and I've become very close with them.
Well, it's kind of interesting, Brent, because you get to bring another friend of yours back into the mix of Wilcox Hildreth as an assistant coach.
Yeah, Sean Woolen is another very good friend of mine, and, you know, Sean's passionate about the program, passionate about basketball, and, you know, like Coach Mrachek and I talked about, we just want to all work together, you know, with me and Coach Mrachek and the coaches that they already have in place, Coach Woolen, Coach Cooksley, and then on the boys' side as well, and work together and work at all levels, you know, get down into grade school and really establish, you know, some programs where we get the kids playing a lot of basketball, get them hungry about basketball, and the junior high and the high school as well. And we're going to have some growing pains. We're going to have, you know, maybe some tough times here and there. But as long as we can, you know, leave every practice or every summer session and say, hey, are you a little bit better than you were yesterday or a little bit better than you were last week? And if you can answer that question, yes, then we're making strides. And that's what we're going to try to do. It's not going to come all at once, but we're all going to work together, and Coach Wallen will be a big part of that. He's a good man and a good basketball guy, and I'm looking forward to working with him as well.
Well, Brent, we wish you the best of luck. Average 19 wins a year over 7 years with the Axtell boys, and we know the first couple were a little tougher than maybe the last couple as far as getting things pointed in the right direction. So, Brent, we wish you the best of luck and look forward to seeing you on the girls' sideline. At least you'll have the early game now.
Oh, that's right. My brain gets tired about 8:30. That way I can still coach and not be exhausted. I can sit back and have a couple hot dogs and watch the next game, so without getting indigestion. So it'll be good. It'll be fun. It'll be a fun process, and I'm looking forward to working down here.
Well, good luck to you and Coach Morachik, and we'll see you this summer.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Brent. Brent Heinrichs and Dave Morachik have always been, as all the coaches, very great with their time. For Brent, 132 wins, just 31 losses in 7 years at Axtell. They made it to the state tournament 3 times in D1. They were the state runner-up in 06, and then the last 2 years they finished 4th and 3rd in Class C2. And for Dave Morachik, he has over 200 wins, led Deschler to 2 state runner-up finishes, and then helped get Minden back to state for the first time since 1985 with back-to-back trips in 2008 and 2009, and of course they made it to the state semifinals this year. So best of luck there, and of course this is that time of the year where you hear about and see a lot of coaching changes. If they're going to be made, this is the time of the year that they usually happen. Coming up on the show, we go to Augusta to talk a little golf, and we will also be talking with our head coach of the UNK baseball team. Worked real hard yesterday, got about 2.5 innings in. We'll talk with Damon Day and who the Cleveland Browns are going to draft in the first round right after this.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle.
When I step onto your farm,
I am Dynagro.
I am dedicated to serving you.
I am Dynagro.
I will offer only the best seed for your farm.
I am Dynagro.
I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagro. Call Dynagro at 1-800-652-9298. Grow with the best.
It's finally here. The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamin supplements is Complete Nutrition. And now it's right here in Kearney, Nebraska. Do you want to lose weight, increase energy, and burn stubborn fat? Complete Nutrition can get you fast results. Do you want to pack on hard muscle, increase strength, and stamina? Complete Nutrition delivers hardcore gains. Do you want the healthiest, most effective organic herbs, vitamins, and healthy aging products? Complete Nutrition has the best products at the best prices. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is getting you the right products you need for the best results. It's time to look your best, feel your best, and complete your life with total health and nutrition for the complete you. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Tri-City Storm opened up the USHL playoffs tonight with Game 1 in Omaha. They're back home for Game 2 Friday. Game 3 is in Omaha Saturday. Face-off every night is at 7:05, and all of the Storm games can be heard on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. The UNK baseball team will be hosting Metro State Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Hastings College baseball team will be on the road this weekend at Dort Saturday and Morningside Sunday. The Nebraska baseball team travels to 20th-ranked Kansas State Friday night at 6:30, Saturday at 2, Sunday at 1. The games are on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. In softball, UNK will host Northwest Missouri State Thursday and Colorado Mines Saturday and Sunday. Hastings softball will be hosting Northwestern Friday and Sioux Falls on Sunday. Nebraska softball scheduled to play at Creighton today and at Texas Tech Saturday and Sunday. And tonight, the UNK volleyball team is home for an exhibition match against former players at 7 o'clock. That's a Sports Minute.
A wind advisory remains in effect for the area today as we'll see a chance for showers early, followed by some clearing developing with a high of 53. North winds will stay gusty around 15 to 35. Tonight's lows reach 32. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 41.
Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'm still simmering about you throwing me under the bus on the women's basketball deal here. They've won 78 in a row. They've won 78 in a row, and you think it set basketball back last night. Why? Because of good defense? Bad shooting and off night? Once every 78 games?
12 points. That we've been seeing these teams.
It happens.
The national finals, you build up to this event. And I would have watched the start of the game. It's just I got some insurance meetings going on. Had a dinner function last night. Had to be there. I got to see all of the women's game that I could see once I got home last night.
Well, it was better than watching the damn baseball game.
Well, no doubt about that.
Let's go to the debt. Where is that? There's an email here somewhere. Yeah, here we go. This comes from the Dead Popper inbox. I do not have any college baseball eligibility left, but was wondering if either one of you do. If either one of you has a 60-mile-an-hour fastball left in your arm, will you please go down and help the Huskers? Love the Huck, the Huckster. Thanks, Kev, on the lake.
You know, I think last time I was in that deal at World or Royal Stadium, I think I was 63. So, yes, I got a 60-mile-an-hour fastball. When I am out of eligibility.
We're going to talk baseball here in just a minute with Damon Day. It's hard to watch. That's how I will classify watching last night. It's hard to watch. I think Creighton always puts more into the game than Nebraska does when those teams meet. Creighton always seems to have a pretty good first outing, and then Nebraska gets a little peeved, and maybe they come out and do something. But it doesn't matter what they do at the plate if you can't throw strikes. I got to continue. Who's the pitching coach again? Newman?
Bingham? Dave Newman's Newman's came from Dallas Baptist.
Is he an idiot? Even I'm sorry. Damon Day is going to join us. Let's get into this. Brought to you by the College Store, 1420 West 24th Street, carrying campus authentic apparel, so real the coach might put you in, may need to put us in. Check out their huge selection at the store just south of the Health and Sports Center. You can go online, thecollegestore.com. Also brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons. We have the loans. Who the hell pitches like Sean Yost? He's so worried about his windup, which is horrible, his delivery, horrible. Who doesn't work with a kid like that?
Well, you would thought they worked
like
with him more than anybody.
He's having an epileptic seizure out there on the mound and has no idea where his release point is going to be. Damon Day, what do you think?
I'm going to just say this, and I know it's a jumping in for my brother in, but when you deal with 18 to 23 year old young people, it's not as easy as you think. I mean, I understand, and when you're dealing with pitchers, you're dealing with the most difficult breed of individuals ever assembled. I mean, I can't even explain to you how much mental coaxing and how much between-the-ears pitching is, and to get 18 to 22-year-old kids to get on the same page as you is a very, very, very difficult thing to do.
I got to stay with this, and then you can have your session because I agree. I know what you're saying, but again, as everything reverts back to football in this state, in Dominican Sue, what was he as a sophomore? You bring in the Pelini boys; they teach him how to work his feet, they teach him how to set up. Tell me what's different in baseball. I mean, you gotta have a pitching coach that tells you how to pitch correctly. Did Sean Yost just throw fastballs in high school, and that's how he got a scholarship?
Yeah, I mean, basically,
But when you look at
someone like Sean Yost, you're looking at projectability. You don't want him what he's at 18, but that helps. But you're trying to project on where he's going to be as he continues to grow and mature. And obviously,
if he keeps this up,
you know, he's kind of hit a roadblock with his. But pitching is such a feel thing. I mean, you can teach footwork and you can teach whatnot, but there's such a small margin for error. I mean, I'm sure the Dominican Sue screwed up sometimes, but because he's so big and strong, he can get by it. When Sean Yost screws up, you know, it's right there for everybody to kind of see and can tell type of thing from a pitching side of things. And so, you know, I think that there comes a level of where the young people, more so than the coaching staff, have to realize who they play for. And to me, that's the bigger issue that you see, not just with the Huskers, but you see with all teams now. And it's something that we, as even the Lopers, deal with at a certain age is, you know, there comes a time when push comes to shove, and you either got to answer the bell or you don't. And, you know, I think that's where they're running. I just don't see as many young people answering that bell as maybe they did back in the good old days type of thing. But there's a different level of competitiveness to young kids these days, and I think you're seeing a lot of that. I think you saw it during the basketball tournament. I think because you saw a group of individuals who mentally and attitude-wise made it all the way to the national championship game. They weren't the most talented, and I think that's where you're starting to see, and it's more and more I stay around the game, and it's something we talk about with our young people all the time. It is more, it's 110% about attitude, especially at the different levels that you go to.
Damon, when you're talking about getting the baseball over the, they put it up on ESPN, they frame in the little rectangle there. Come in on a cold day, a warm day, does it matter? I mean, when you're at that level, you're Division II level, you're Division I level, a guy should be able to locate the ball over the plate and not...
Oh, should be. Should be. You know, and that's probably the thing that's most frustrating is here you are, and we joke about all the time, is when we sign a big-time senior kid, you know, he's all state, he's all World Herald, and he gets into his first five fall scrimmages, and he can't throw a strike. And you're like, what the heck is going on? I mean, there's a change into the levels, but you know, locating fastballs is not as easy to do as you might think. It's not easy just to get on the bump and throw strikes and be down in the zone and consistently work your off speed stuff and consistently pitch. But that's what they're brought to do.
Okay, you get a kid from high school, 93, 94, like a Sean Yost. You get a gun on him and say, okay, we'll get to add a couple pitches to this kid's repertoire. He's going to be fine for us. The 93 or 94's got to move a touch. The Royals proved that. 97, 98, you know, if it ain't moving, it's going to be at the fence. It doesn't matter if you're playing Division II with an aluminum bat, if you're playing Creighton with an aluminum bat.
Right.
You got to... It's got to do something. It comes in straight, it's going to leave harder than it came in.
God, we have a lot of opinions, don't we?
No, from a physics standpoint, you're exactly right. A ball that moves that fast cannot stay on a straight trajectory. Or I mean, I'm not a physics teacher, but I as a pitching...
Unless you're Tejada, then apparently it can.
But I guess as a from the pitching side of things, you would think, oh my gosh, I can just get up there and throw strikes and do this. Well... Just for example, you take Yost, and I saw maybe the third inning of it because ours got rained out or whatever. Okay, so here's the young man he's throwing. So what's he do? He pounds the outer half. He's got like a 1-2 count, paints something on the black. The kid from Creighton sticks his bat out. Ball 10 hoppers. Second baseman dives. Seeing I single through the right side. Now as a pitcher, you may be thinking, oh, I just made a good pitch and he got a cheap hit. Now you're thinking, oh, God, what do I got to do to get this guy out? So now I got to do this. So now I'm going to try to bust him up and in. And then he tries to do that. Whack. Bomb the left field because he leaves it up. So there's so much more mentally going on to than I'm just going to throw this pitch because, and if you look at someone, just for example, in our baseball program, you look at someone like Jared Luschen. If you look at how he's progressed as a young pitcher all the way through to from where he's at today, from where he was at as a freshman, it's all in here. He throws exactly the same velocity as he did, you know, pretty much from his sophomore year on. His breaking pitches are a little bit better and a little bit more consistently, but you can't get between his head. If he makes a great pitch and he gives up a hit, he doesn't care. He's going to go back and make that great pitch again. And really, I think that's what you're seeing, is you're seeing a lot of young pitchers for the Huskers who haven't mentally made that step with the stuff that they actually have. I mean, they have all the physical attributes under the sun to dominate, but they haven't put together the mental side of it yet. And that's the thing about the Scurs, and I know you don't want to hear wait till next year, and I don't want to sound like a Husker apologist. They have a great young team. I mean, they are very, very young, and I think it's frustrating to watch them to lose, but you have to understand from when they got decimated by the draft, I think it was, what, 14 guys drafted. You bring in this young crew that they got right now, and let's face it, there's no quick answers at the Big 12 level in baseball.
And the Big 12's coming up, Kansas State. You thought by playing Texas and Oklahoma to start the year, the Big 2 were out of the way, fairly competitive against Oklahoma State. Now K-State's 21-5 and ranked 20th in the country, and Coach Brad Hill from the Wildcats will join us on the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow. Well, we haven't talked anything Loper yet. Damon Day, who's always gracious with his time, says that he can hang with us for a minute. We are scheduled to go to Augusta to talk a little Masters, so we better do that. Let's take a break. We will talk Lopers, and Damon likes golf, too. I've seen his game.
Not bad, either.
Well, not good. We'll take a break and be back and go to Augusta with Ryan Harrington of Golf World right after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I've been recommending Stamps.com to everybody I know. It's great. I can print real U.S. postage using my own computer and printer. It's like having a post office right in my home or office. Try Stamps.com today. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners in the herd. It's a no-risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Here's what I love about Stamps.com. You don't have to go to the post office. Long waits, tedious. No need to lease or buy an expensive postage meter. What a waste. Go to Stamps.com today. It'll save you time. It'll save you money. And with my special offer, you have nothing to lose. For a no-risk trial and a $100 bonus offer, go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage. Then type in my name, Colin. That's Stamps.com. And be sure to use my name, Colin.
Playoffs? Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
3, 2, 1, you can put a win column! 29 wins! They're going to the playoffs!
That's right, fans. The Tri-City Storm are playoff bound with a first-round series against the Omaha Lancers. The teams will face off for Game 2 in Kearney's Viero Event Center this Friday at 7:05. It's the Storm versus Omaha in the most intriguing first-round matchup. Game 2, this Friday night. For tickets, visit stormhockey.com. Storm Hockey, presented by Viero.
When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A wind advisory remains in effect for the area today as we'll see a chance for showers early, followed by some clearing developing with a high of 53. North winds will stay gusty around 15 to 35. Tonight's lows reach 32. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 41.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. And don't forget, for all the sporting events, check them out at the Chicken Coop, where they have golf going on all the time. They've got baseball going on. The basketball is just wound down. We're getting into the time where you're going to be looking at the NBA and the NHL even more. HD TVs all over the place means there's not a bad seat in the house while you enjoy great food and drink specials every night. And today is... oh, yeah, Wednesday, so it's Big Burger Night. Order a cheeseburger, mushroom burger, any burger off the menu, bacon burger, legendary Totally Jack burger, and it's just $5 for the burger and fries from 5 to 10 tonight at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and downtown Grand Island. And don't forget, their newly remodeled party room, better than before. The newly remodeled basement seats well over 100 for your anniversaries, birthdays, family reunions, meetings, graduations, whatever you need. Contact Scott or Colin at the Coop. Great food, awesome atmosphere, TVs, plenty of games, and of course, great food and drink specials every day and night because they're open 7 days a week. Because last I checked, you do eat every day and you do get thirsty from time to time. The Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. It's one of our favorite times of the year where the golf season really gets underway, and we're ready to tee off the Masters. Tomorrow morning, Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus will do the ceremonial tee shot at 6:40 our time, 7:40 Augusta time.
Get them out of bed that early?
Well, you know, I hear that once you get to a little older age, you might be up and already have 2 or 3 hours in by that day. How much you want to bet Jack goes to the practice range before hitting the ceremonial tee shot? Augusta National, all eyes are going to be on Tiger, but I think the story at the end of the day on Sunday will be somewhere else. We'll get the opinion now of the senior writer for Golf World, Ryan Harrington, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ryan, good morning. Thanks for giving us some time today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Ryan, let's get it out of the way. Your thoughts on Tiger Woods, because I think there's so many other things that people just aren't talking about. We joked at the start of the show, I'm not sure I've heard the name Angel Cabrera brought up
all week as the defending champion, but your thoughts on what you think Tiger Woods will accomplish this weekend?
You know, I think it's another step here on his return to the PGA Tour, and I think he's actually going to play fairly well. I don't think he's going to be the winner here. I don't think he necessarily will be at the top of the leaderboard or in contention on Sunday, but I think he's going to have a good effort. I think he'll make the cut, and, you know, he needed to get a competitive tournament under his belt here to get beyond everything, obviously. And, you know, I think each day here, as things have gone on, it's become more and more of a normal tournament, and I think it's going to have a more normal feel by the weekend here. But I think Tiger needed to get back at this event. This is an event that he's very familiar with and can play very well in, and I think he's going to get everything jump-started now.
Ryan, are there other storylines that we're just not hearing? It seems to be all Tiger Woods down there. Give us another storyline.
You mean somebody else is asking any questions about anybody other than Tiger?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
There aren't a whole lot of other storylines, obviously, but at the same time, you know, like you mentioned before, Angel Cabrera, I mean, there's a guy who really has gone under the radar here as the defending champion, and he didn't play particularly well last week in Houston, but I do think, again, a guy who's played very well at this course in the past has obviously a lot of good vibes from winning here a year ago, and I think it's somebody you can't count out. You know, the typical names that you think about at a major championship and at the Masters are the ones that everyone else is talking about, with Phil Mickelson obviously winning twice here before, and you know, he actually has played pretty poorly, all things considered, going into the year. I think a lot of expectations were, you know, a lot of people had a lot of expectations about Phil going into the year. He finished up everything so well, and he just hasn't played well at all, and whether that's due to distractions from obviously the personal things he's been having to deal with his wife and the breast cancer and his mother. Breast cancer, I'm not sure, but it'll be interesting to see if he can refocus here and play at what he says is his favorite golf course.
Ryan Harrington, senior writer for Golf World, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ryan, it seems like every year at Augusta they're tweaking things, whether it's moving tee boxes, doing something different to greens. What are the changes this year?
You know, it's amazing because actually this year is one of the few where there really hasn't been a whole lot of stuff going on. A couple tee boxes have been elongated, but I really don't think it's going to come into play in terms of moving up tees or whatnot. You know, they've had nice weather here. It's been really warm, actually, all week. And so I think the firm and fast conditions that the tournament organizers really do want to have are going to be in effect. There's potential, I guess, for some rain perhaps on Thursday, tomorrow. But all in all, I think it's going to be the course is going to be set up the way they want it. And, you know, last year we finally had a Masters competition. Since they've done a lot of the tweaks to the course where it had some excitement, you had some birdies towards the end and whatnot. I think that had been the one criticism about all the changes, is the fact that they kind of, you know, lost all the roars that are so, you know, magnificent and traditional here at this golf course. And it had some really pretty dull, you know, finishes in all honesty. So it'll be curious if, given the conditions being set up the way they want it, whether they'll get the outcome that they want.
Ryan Harrington joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What about the chances of the defending champion? I'm hearing with the wind, you mentioned the rain, it's supposed to be fairly windy a couple of days. Some of the golf pros tell me that maybe that's going to open it up for foreign players who can handle the wind. I joked a little bit about maybe anybody that grew up in the state of Texas. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, indeed. I mean, being able to control your ball, hit it low, and get it through the wind would be real important if it does get pretty gusty here. And you know, I think even without the wind, I think you do have to like the chances of a foreign player winning again here. It's happened the last couple of years, you know, and in the 80s and 90s became almost a regular occurrence with international players playing so well. This tournament actually has the majority of the players in the field are foreign players, so it wouldn't be surprising at all if you had a guy like a Paul Casey or Camilo Villegas, some of these young guns who are making headlines overseas and coming to the U.S. and playing so well, whether one of those guys can come through and make it, you know, three international winners in a row here.
You got tournaments like the Phoenix Open, you got tournaments like the Masters. Any concern by anybody there that anybody will say one word to Tiger negatively?
No, I think the reception he's gotten in the couple practice rounds he's played this week will probably be typical of what we see on Thursday and Friday and through the weekend too. You know, the fans have been respectful, and that's what you get when you come to Augusta National. And that's the reason he decided this was where he was going to return. You know, it's a very controlled environment where the patrons have come to this tournament for decades now. They have the badges in their families. It's like a season ticket. And so they're here to watch the game and be respectful of the game. And so I don't think you're going to see any outbursts, you know. could there be some kind of, one-off kind of a thing? Sure, but, you know, if this was the U.S. Open at Bethpage on Long Island, would I say the same thing? No, I think you could hear a lot of Bronx cheers and weird comments, but being in Augusta National, I don't think we're going to see anything untoward.
Ryan Harrington joining us as the senior writer from Golf World here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Let me throw out a name, Steve Stricker. Your thoughts on what he could do this weekend?
You know, I think that's a real good dark horse pick. You know, he won earlier in the year here. He's coming off of his best season, arguably, in his career a year ago, and really does, I think, have a lot of confidence in this game right now. I think, you know, the questions you have usually with anyone here, the person that wins at Augusta National isn't the one that's hitting it the straightest, but the one that's playing the best around the greens, and that's going to be the biggest issue for Stricker. Can he putt very well? Can he, his short game match up with what you need to have at Augusta National? And, you know, I think from, like I said, a mental standpoint, you know, his head's in the right spot. He, you know, really believes in himself, and now it's obviously, you know, can he go out and really have it translate on the golf course? But I think he's a real good pick to be one of those guys that, you know, at least come Saturday and Sunday is in the hunt and making it interesting.
Ryan, we can pick a number of players in your mind. Who do you like to see making a run on Sunday?
You know, the one that from a sentimental standpoint, for me, it would actually be Ernie Els. You know, here's a guy who's won twice now this year and who seems to be back in form after having, you know, a very long dry spell here. And you know, he's got a lot of demons at Augusta National. He's been in contention several times and just missed on winning here. And, you know, it would be the third different major championship on his resume, something that obviously means a lot to him. You know, I think, you know, getting back to winning was very, very important. He's had, you know, some family things from his son's standpoint, and being autistic, he's been trying to do a lot of stuff off the golf course to help promote autism and the study of autism to try to figure out what's going on with that. And I think that kind of distracted him at times, but he's refocused, and I think he's, you know, again, really excited about playing. The game's fun again for him as well. And so I think from a personal standpoint, I'd love to see him come out and play well and maybe even come away with a green jacket.
Finally, Ryan, there's a lot of players for the general golf fan, and I'm not going to lie, there's a lot of people that fill out a Masters pool right after they fill out their NCAA pool. There seem to be a few, whether they're the rookies or not, there's some names out there that people aren't going to be familiar with the foreign players. Give me somebody that nobody's ever heard of if you're not watching the overseas or the European Tour, or you're watching the Golf Channel all the time or reading Golf World all the time. Give me a guy that maybe folks haven't heard of that could be on the first two pages of the leaderboard Sunday.
Well, there's two that stick out in my mind from a foreign standpoint. The first is Martin Keimer, who's from Germany, who has won several times actually on the European Tour and a couple times last year, and will be playing likely for the European team at the Ryder Cup later in this year. And you know, he might be going a little bit under the radar, but I think here's a guy who's got a very, very good game, who's a pretty steady player, who now it's just a matter of coming to the U.S. and really being able to handle the pressure of a major championship. And you know, I think he could be somebody that surprises us this week. The other one that some people might have heard of him, but is Henrik Stenson, who's a Swede who won the Players' Championship last year and who's played very, very well in major championships. He hasn't won any yet, but he's been in contention a couple times and put in a couple top 10 finishes. So I think one of those two guys might be somebody to keep an eye on and maybe you know, tell your friend about him before they learn about him on TV, and maybe you'll impress somebody.
And anybody that's just so overrated you don't agree with that's just not going to be there this weekend?
Well, you know what? I question how well Phil's going to play this week. He hasn't done anything this year, unfortunately. You know, I think it was because we had so much expectations about him coming into the season, having won the Tour Championship, having been, you know, so positive about his game. He started working with Dave Stockton on his putting, and it seemed like that putting stroke was back intact, and just nothing's happened this year for him. And you know, he's a guy who is obviously a fan favorite, who's played well here in the past, but I think, you know what, I just don't see any reason to really, you know, bet on him this week.
Ryan Harrington, senior writer for Golf World, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ryan, before we let you get out of here, I'm going to ask you the same question Scott Van Pelt asked Andy North on SportsCenter. Does it matter who you tee off with? When you heard Kuchar, when you heard KJ Choi, is that a big deal, not a big deal? What plays in that for the average golf fan?
You know, I do think it matters from the standpoint of, obviously, you're going to have to expect a lot of around, you know, off behind the ropes kind of business when you play with Tiger. And it's not even just Tiger's group. If you're in the group before or after him, you have to anticipate a lot of rumblings here. Now, That said, you know, these guys have done it. These are professional golfers, and many of them have played with Tiger. KJ Choi is a great, I think, person to have been paired with Tiger because he's played with him several times. He knows what to expect out there. And Matt Kuchar, similarly, actually, Matt goes back all the way from when he won the U.S. Amateur and played with Tiger as a defending champion in 1998, actually. So actually beat him in a round or two. So I think Matt also will have a great disposition with this whole thing and handle it very well. But it can become a distraction if you let it. And I definitely think that the two that are going to be with him aren't going to be those kind of fellows. I think they'll be able to handle the situation and it'll turn out okay.
Ryan Harrington, senior writer of Golf World. Ryan, thanks for giving us time on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Enjoy the weekend.
My pleasure. Take care, guys.
Take care. Ryan Harrington, senior golf reporter. I don't like when he says Phil's not going to do well. I don't like that at all. Hey, let's put it up as our Ace Hardware bull or no bull question. Not will Tiger Wood make the cut. Will Tiger Wood contend on Sunday? Will Tiger Woods be on the leaderboard front page Sunday? Bull or no bull? Email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Do you think Tiger will be on the front page of the leaderboard at any point Sunday? That's our bull or no bull question. ESPNSuperstation.com. That's Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Brought to you by Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island. If you got a big lawn, then big lawns need a big mower. Take a look at the Toro LX423 LT Lawn Tractor. It's got a big 20 horsepower engine with automatic transmission, so there's no clumsy gear shifting. Take Daddy's word for it. You don't like to mow all day. See him at Ace. We'll take a break and more with Damon Day, who tells us that he loves golf. Who do you got?
I like one of the young bucks, Rory McIlroy.
And you think Phil's going to be okay?
What do
you
No. I think Phil's game's a mess.
And you, Tiger? Are you?
I'm not a Tiger Woods fan. My wife has forebode me from being a Tiger Woods fan. Lord. So all the posters and all the knickknacks have gone away.
Let's take a break. More with Damon Day as we wind down our show on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
The last time I said good enough after finishing a job was, well, I can't recall. Because I don't do good enough or use anything multi-purpose on purpose. To free a frozen lock, nothing works like penetrating oil. Chain lube is the only thing I'll let near a motorcycle chain. And if it has to withstand the elements, it's gotta be white lithium grease. Because if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it right with Liquid Wrench. Find out which Liquid Wrench is right for your next project at liquidwrench.com.
Hi, Tom Baudet with some good news for web wanderers. Motel 6 now offers Wi-Fi, which is short for wireless Fi something. It lets your computer talk to the internet through magic. So now you can book a room on Motel6.com while you're actually in a Motel 6. It's like those drawings where one hand is drawing another, which is drawing the first hand. Those things freak me out. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Now that the weather is beginning to cooperate, the fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement. And when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone, regardless of their age or ability, has an oops once in a while. You might take a cheap shot in the back during district finals or have a knee or back blowing bad dunk in the backyard. It's your job to explain it to your friends. It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back into the game of life. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy to rehab you back.
A wind advisory remains in effect for the area today as we'll see a chance for showers early, followed by some clearing developing with a high of 53. North winds will stay gusty around 15 to 35. Tonight's lows reach 32. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 41.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Daddy, when you plan on a day like this, does it just blow it all in the ditch?
Well, most varieties, but Dyna-Gro is a little bit heavier, a little bit more durability to stand up in that way.
Right into that soil.
That's right. And when they're serving you, it's Dyna-Gro. They only offer the best seed for your farm. It's Dyna-Gro, represent a national brand that focuses research on your success. They are Dyna-Gro. Call them today, 1-800-652-9298. They know that your local growing conditions vary, whether you're Wood River, whether you're in Oxford. So that's why they've got people that know what to place on your farms at each individual place. You don't know who your seed representative is? Well, they'll tell you, 1-800-652-9298. They're Dyna-Gro. They're serving you, the farmer.
Well, we talked a little general baseball with Damon Day, the head coach at UNK, earlier in the program. He's kind, as always, to hang around with us on the show. And, of course, all of our guests get fed by Burger King, two locations in Kearney, also in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Don't forget, burgers for breakfast. Their full menu is served all day, and breakfast, if that's what you're looking for, till 11 a.m. at Burger King. And, Coach, let's talk a little bit about what's going on, because you're finally going to get to play at home, starting with Metro this weekend. You got 2.5 innings in with Hastings yesterday, but you'll make that up as part of a doubleheader later in the month. But it's the start to finally get to play some ball games at home.
Oh, we're excited. We're excited as all can be just to be home. You know, we got home from a rough road trip from Grand Junction, had to go up through Wyoming, and it was an interesting trip to say the least. But, you know, we're excited. We've kept our head above water. We're at a decent beginning to where we're at conference-wise. You know, we were kind of talked off air. You know, we had two really bad days when we didn't play well against Colorado State Pueblo, and we didn't answer the bell against New Mexico Highlands. And those four games kind of stick at us right now. But we control a lot of what goes on now moving forward with our season. I think we have 15 games left. Of those 15, 14 are going to be at home. We're excited. I mean, it's time for us to go and make a move and make a run and do some things, and this is our chance. This is what we've been waiting for, and this is what we've been prepared for, and so it's time for us to step up and play consistent baseball and play our best baseball of the year as we head down the stretch.
Damon, when you say you had two bad days, is it something that starts off bad and you just can't ever steer the ship, or what goes into two bad days of baseball?
You know, with this team, you can tell. With this team, you just sit in the dugout with that helpless pit feeling in your stomach, because this team, you can read like a book. So on both those days, it's kind of like, oh, man. And you try to grind, and you try to, you know, pep them up, and you try to yell a little bit. You try to be positive. And with this team, they're stubborn. There's some stubborn mules, and when they're not ready to play, they show it in a big way. And so on those 2 days, we just didn't really show up and play and make the pitches and get the hits that we needed. But for the most part, this team, has shown up and has given. They always play very, very hard. They always do a great job, this team, of just grinding and getting through some things. But on those two particular days I'm talking about, it was, I don't know what it was, but we were just not ready to go that day.
Seeing last night, Blake Cover is now 10 hits away from becoming the all-time hit king here at UNK. Some of the kids that get a little bit more preseason accolades, we tend to say, well, who's coming along the last couple weeks? Who's done this? Who's done that? But Jared and Blake, who were preseason all-conference, have definitely played that way so far this season.
Without a doubt. They have been everything that they were billed to be, and they have done a phenomenal job of leading our baseball program. And they've done it not only in the locker room but on the field, as I always like to say. They've put their money where their mouth is as far as getting after guys to perform and play hard and do things the right way. And they're the leaders of our baseball program. You know, from a pitching standpoint, we've had Ricky Muir just set the saves record for UNK, and a guy that really came out of nowhere, and a guy that I'm very, very, very proud of. I think he pitched his last inning last year. He gave up back-to-back bombs against Metro State on March the 31st, and he never pitched again for us the rest of the year. Went out and had a good summer, had a great fall for us, has really worked his tail off, and that's Jay Cressy. He's been invaluable for us. He's been a huge bridge to get our starting pitchers to get to Ricky Muir, and so Jay Cressy has just come out of nowhere and just done a phenomenal job, and so extraordinarily proud of him and what he's been able to accomplish. And then Jordan Mitchellville, our leadoff hitter, our second baseman, has come in and given us a great spark plug as far as our offense goes, and so hopefully if a couple of our big bats in the middle of the order can get it going here down the stretch, then I expect our offense to really take off and do some really good things.
They call him the baby kangaroo?
No, but his walkout song is "I Come from the Land Down Under," which Rich Broderson thinks he's pretty funny with that. So,
award-winning Rich Broderson. Yes. By the way, you know, we're 2 weeks away from the draft. Who are the Browns taking, or do you care?
I don't care, but I guarantee he's a bust. So the minute that they hand you the jersey with the one on it, that you'll see the kid crying. It's not because he just became a millionaire. It's because he knows his career is over, as we know it.
And who you got in the Masters?
I'm going to go with Rory McIlroy.
A little off the radar, good young player,
yep.
Fun player to watch.
Yep.
All right. Anything else that you got for Damon? Because I think they're all fired up to put together a heck of a homestand here.
Wow. Come out and see us.
I do got to ask you one more question because it popped in my head. Do you have to win the RMAC tournament to continue your season again this year? Are we still at that point?
No.
No.
We are currently 6th or 7th in most regional polls, so we're right there. I don't like where we're at because it always means that if someone else upends somebody in a tournament, then you're kind of the first out to go. But, you know, if we do what we're capable of doing and we win some ball games here, there's got a huge weekend with Metro. They're tied with us in most regional polls. You know, we got Pueblo coming in. They're kind of ahead of us a little bit. So if we take care of business and do what I think this team is capable of doing, I think we can easily assure ourselves maybe an at-large bid with a good tournament. But we don't have to win it to get in anymore.
That is great news. Great news. Damon, that's because they are winning. Damon Day, head baseball coach at UNK. Thanks for joining us, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it. And if anybody's got stuff to do this weekend, it's supposed to be gorgeous. Come out and watch us play Metro State Friday night at 6.
Baseball's home all weekend. Softball's home this weekend, including Thursday. Northwest Missouri State's supposed to come up tomorrow if everything plans out. Volleyball tonight. It's the current team versus the Legends team, including the player of the year, Aaron Goodmanson, D2 player of the year, and Nikki Scott's going to be playing against some of her old teammates. Free and open to the public tonight at 7 o'clock. We know about spring football. Well, spring volleyball is also going on. Track's keeping busy at the Nebraska Invite, so go to lopers.com. The website's better than it's ever been for all the information, and you actually can keep up to date with live stats at loper.com. Our Loper Link every Wednesday brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank. They offer all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors. The reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans, and the College Store, 1420 West 24th, with your textbooks, supplies, and tons of Loper gear. Stop by south of the Health and Sports Center or check them out online anytime at thecollegestore.com.
Charter West National Bank.
I just waited to do that.
Skip Barry has informed us that Tri-City Storm's Jaden Schwartz, who may be joining us on the show either tomorrow or Friday, ranked 28th in the final NHL Central Scouting Rankings. He was 41st at the midterm. Derek, your thoughts on that?
I think between him and there's another kid on the Team USA under-18 team, one of their defenders, Derek Forbort, those two guys are kind of the two top NHL prospects right now, I think, in the USHL. So, Jaden, yeah, he's getting some attention.
Storm playoffs tonight at Omaha. Pregame 6:50, 7:05 faceoff. All the playoff games can be heard on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Home game coming up Friday, and we'll give you a chance to win some tickets tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I thought it was a great second half of basketball last night.
Well, it was that bad of first half of basketball. Had to be. 12 points, and you've got this winning streak, and you're rivaling John Wood in references all night long.
Easy.
I had to throw up in my mouth when I heard that.
Alex Gordon is starting in Class A ball rehab assignment. Does that mean he goes to Kansas City from there, or is it going to be a long road back? Connie Yori gets the KAU Award, her fourth national award as a coach of the year in women's basketball. And Cornell's coach is going to take over the job at Boston College, which is too bad. I mean, it's good for him. And Adi Kudelik, according to a story in the Lincoln Journal Star today, may be looking to redshirt because he knows Alex Henry has the job. If he does, that could be more playing time for Kearney High's Brett Maher as far as kickoffs go. So we'll find out. I want to thank Damon Day, UNK baseball coach, Ryan Harrington from Golf World, and Brent Heinrichs, the new head girls basketball coach at Wilcox Hildreth, for joining us today.
Hey, we'll see you 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show, Sons of Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.